info.
99.3. Your reliable station. For more information around Nigeria.
Good morning, Lagos. This is Dr. Weba Boer on Power Solutions on Nigeria Info 99.3 FM, where we talk about the solutions to Nigeria's power problems and not the problem. Today we have two fantastic guests from Aspire Power Solutions. They're the co-founders. We have Mustafa Obokade and Rotimi Williams. Thomas. Why did I get that? Sorry. Okay, Rotimi Thomas. Sorry for that. Okay, so good to have you guys on today. These guys are building a great Nigerian company to address the power problem, and they have been in it from different angles for quite some time. So there's a lot that they're going to be able to give to us today. So yeah. Mustafa, let's start with you. I know you've been in the power space for a long time. You've also been in the startup space with Andela. So you've been involved in some pretty important companies. What is that experience? You know, tell us a bit about that experience and how it has helped you in starting this new company.
Thank you. What I would say is, over the years, as I grew up in this country, like most of us know, 20, 30, 40 years, power has been a really, really big issue. And as I grew up, due to a number of specific events, at one time I would say I was going in to have an operation, and we actually had to had almost 50 liters of diesel as part of the bill. So as we went through that, as I grew up, I started to think fixing power is one of the things I want to spend my time on. I studied engineering in school, and by my final year, I actually wrote a paper on renewable energy and its viability in Nigeria. By 2006, when I was 17...
So you were on this path right from the beginning?
Well, to a large extent. Okay. Somebody needed to fix this, and I started to think about that. Okay. And by 2006, when I was 7 in Bayelsa, that's actually when I sold my first portable device. In the creeks of Bayelsa, just for phone charging.
Okay.
Fast forward till about 2012, I was working for a renewable energy company. One of the first times we had the opportunity to actually finance solar portable devices for people at the bottom of the pyramid. But you know, big systems, power needs to reach everybody from those at the lower end of the spectrum to the very top. And by 2016, I settled and said, let's really find a solution, something that delivers a better energy experience to Nigerians. And that's how this company started.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's been born since almost 12, 13 years, but it's actually been operating for about 3-4 years now, full time.
Okay, so then what was the Andela part? Because then you left power and went to Andela and then came back.
Okay, yeah, so to take on that quickly, my big thing at some point in life was that if you really wanted to fix this country, let's enable that there's reliable and affordable power for everybody, and then let everybody be able to thrive on what they knew as a person and not just who they knew. So for a long time, energy and talent were two big things I focused on.
Okay.
While I was still working at D-Light Design in 2013-14, I was leading a team where we were selling solar portable devices across almost 26 states in the country. I was leading a team of about 14 people, but talent was also a big piece. I had done some freelance work a few years back, and I had seen that I could create a freelance hub, and people could come in, unemployed youths, and just get jobs done and get paid for the amount of time they spent. When I first saw the Andela model, it actually looked exactly like what I had done and something I could build at scale.
Okay.
And I felt that was an opportunity to actually impact the next generation of Nigerian youth. And that's why I went, and I got the opportunity to lead Andela from the very early days, when it was just about 30 employees, to just over 150 or thereabout. But the energy bug was still biting, and I needed to get back onto.
But you left before Zuckerberg came in, right?
Well, I left about a month just Zuckerberg came in. We spent time looking at that deal. It was an interesting time and really changed the game. So I actually hosted the team when you know the traditional thing where they say Mark Zuckerberg walked on the streets of Yaba. I actually hosted that event before we left.
Okay, great. So I hope you're talking to him now about solar.
Well, we're talking to people in his organization about solar.
Good. Okay, so let's go to Rotimi. Rotimi is a fellow Nigerian-Canadian. Yes. So good to have you on the show. Obviously, you know, Canada is one of the countries that has probably one of the best power systems in the world, lots of renewables, etc. So I'm sure there's a lot you learned from there that you've been able to bring here. But tell us your story. And how you got to Aspire.
Yeah, no, thanks, Viva. Canada actually is an important piece of my story. I actually grew up in Nigeria.
Okay. I actually grew up in Nigeria when I was younger.
Okay.
Moved to Canada probably, I think, 1998.
Okay.
I was always amazed by how productive everyone in that society was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, simply because they had the power to do, to be productive.
Right.
You know, my dad had always tried to teach me about energy. He's an oil and gas man himself.
Okay.
And he always told me, you know, wrote to me, there's nothing more important than energy. It's what gives life balance. Yeah. And I never really took to it much, ran away from it actually as far as I could. I went into trading. I worked with Toronto Dominion Bank in Canada.
Okay.
So
okay.
traded for people like yourself and other people that were looking to invest their money.
Right.
I had this one moment in 2008 during the Great Recession, as it were, where there was a flash crash. So the stock market just dropped about 500 points in a few seconds and then it rebounded. And a lot of customers sold their stocks all the way down. The phone lines were red. No one could get in. And I just kind of put my phone down for a second and just thought to myself, is this, you know, really what I wanted to be doing with my life? Where was most important for me to be and why am I not there?
Right.
And so that began my, you know, my path of actually reconnecting with why I was not in Nigeria. And and I realized that the most important issue for me was the fact it was uncomfortable. There's no power. And so I read this book, Natural Capitalism, by Amory Lovins of Rocky Mountain Institute. And that started my journey. I discovered that, look, we can actually provide electricity to millions of people, you know, better energy experiences by integrating renewables and other alternative power solutions. So I went to Duke University in 2010 to do both my master's in business administration, my MBA. And I also did a dual degree in Masters of Energy, Masters of Environmental Management with a focus on energy.
Wow, okay.
So everything that I'm, you know, working on with Mustafa and the team today, I learned in those days.
Okay.
After Duke, I joined Siemens, the big electrification, global electrification giants. And that gave me just the best platform. I joined this thing called the Finance Excellence Program. Mm-hmm. So I leveraged business skills to help, you know, electrify different parts of the world, including.
So what countries did you work with?
So I actually started out in Germany. So worked in the transmission and distribution group there in the finance team. And then I got this bug for microgrids. I worked on actually Siemens's microgrid project in the Galapagos Island.
Okay.
And that was where everything became crystal clear.
So you're
to me.
Very global. Galapagos Islands.
Well, you know what? My project manager didn't let me go. He made the trip out there.
Oh, okay.
I still worked on it, though.
Okay.
And then after that, you know, worked on that microgrid, moved to the USA, worked on microgrids in the US and Canada as well.
Okay.
And then got an opportunity to head up a market development and development capital group for Africa.
Okay.
So I basically developed gas to power projects and also invested in them. Actually invested in one in Nigeria, which this is the Proton Delta Sunrise project, which is going to be built at some time in the future. So I saw enough of the grid scale power industry in Africa to also realize that it's important for us to develop decentralized renewable energy systems. And that really just clarified that, you know, I needed to take a step and get involved in the game of providing people better energy experiences. And here I am today.
Right, and you. So you left Siemens.
I left Siemens,
And you're now a Nigerian entrepreneur.
I am now a full-time Nigerian entrepreneur.
So and Mustafa said he left Andela a month before Mark invested, and I think you left Siemens a month before they signed the big deal with the government. Months.
Actually, you know what? To the extent that I'm permitted to speak about it, it was actually one of the last things that I actually worked on.
Okay.
At Siemens, you know, it's led by a great woman, Onyeche Tefashe. Mm-hmm. Worked personally on that deal with her, and I hope that, you know, they're able to actually execute a lot of what is in that deal. A lot of times it's the implementation in Nigeria that's more challenging, but it makes a lot of common sense, actually.
Okay.
Fix the transmission and distribution system. This is exactly what was done in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And now Egypt has been able, as a result, to integrate more than 16 gigawatts of power within 4 years.
Right.
So it's possible if we, you know, put, you know, our money where our mouth is, essentially.
Okay, so we should actually see that deal as a great step forward.
It's a great step forward. It you know, no matter what you do, whether you're bringing in renewables, anything, you have to make sure the distribution network across the country can move that power.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so now let's pivot to your own company. You guys have a lot of experience I'd love to learn from, but let's focus on your company. Mm. So Aspire Power Solutions.
Yep.
You know, what part of the market are you focusing on? Is it just solar? Is it power generally? Tell us about it.
We are focusing on, I would say, a wide range.
Okay.
We exist to deliver a better energy experience. That's how we call it.
Okay.
So we would like design, install, finance, and manage power solutions for residentials, small businesses, factories, and even mini estates.
Oh, okay.
Basically, we want people to be able to focus on running their businesses, focus on enjoying their lives, while we ensure that reliable and affordable power is good for them. So, for instance, we have customers where, and I would let Rotimi talk to one of those examples, but we have customers where we have served a small business to ensure that we're taking advantage, we're providing them the entire range of equipment from solar plus grid plus generator in some cases. And then we have a small resident or a farm. We have those kinds of examples, but I'll let Rotimi touch on one that is particularly exciting that we just concluded a few weeks ago.
Okay, so Rotimi.
Yeah, no, so to Mustafa's point, I mean, we are happiest when our customers, just like in Canada, have the ability to focus on living their lives or focus on, you know, chasing their aspirations. That's actually why we chose the name Aspire. So, for example, there's a small business not too far from Mega Plaza. The guy designs the best and the coolest workspaces in Nigeria. He was moving into a new office, 15 people, and he was very worried about what he was going to do about power. So Aspire stepped into the picture, designed an entire system, catered and, you know, fit to their profile. We installed it, and we managed the entire solution for them for the next 5+ years. We did an audit of the company recently, and we found that they've saved more than 700,000 naira in the space of 3 months. They've avoided using 3,000 liters plus of diesel. And of course, you know, we had that session with the company the other day, and they all were celebrating, almost brought tears to my eyes to kind of see that level of joy.
Because you see the instant impact.
That's what makes us happiest. And, you know, you talk about leaving a Siemens, leaving an Andela. Sometimes you question, hey, did that make sense? But when you see that impact, and we can actually scale that to millions and millions of people in Nigeria and beyond, that's what it's all about. And that's what we mean by a better energy experience.
And so is your model one where they're paying up front for the installation, or is it a power as a service? What's the model?
We have a mix of models depending on where the customer falls. So we have situations where certain customers pay outright, but we know that one of the biggest barriers in the industry is financing. So we have most situations where somebody can come up with design a system, they pay 30% upfront, and we spread the balance for them over 6, 12, 24 month period. Then when we get into larger installations like mini factories or mini estates, what we do is we jointly design a solution, and then they pay us power as a service on a monthly basis. We're actually starting to see some interesting synergies where we have a customer that have X amount of solar plus grid, and then on weekends or time when they have low power bases, mm-hmm. we're actually able to shift that power mm-hmm. to surrounding buildings, okay. and you actually get payment for that. That's an interesting thing and that we are...
You're experimenting with it or it's already happening?
We're experimenting with okay. it, yes. Okay. But it's okay. definitely an opportunity that we're yeah. starting to see in this space. That's okay. why we say, beyond just coming to say, let me install solar for you and walk away, no. APS is really saying, let us deliver a better energy experience. Let's make mm-hmm. things nicer and sweeter for you right. around everything power.
Right.
And just to add to that, I think, you know, it's important to speak about the range. Mm-hmm. We work with everyone from a barbershop in the mm-hmm. Awoyaya community mm-hmm. of the, you know, in the periphery of Lagos or in other parts of the country.
Is that where you get your haircut?
I don't have much hair anymore. I don't have much hair anymore, so it might as well be. But they do have power there okay. now because, you know, we're delivering solutions to people in that kind of community, right. all the way up to a small business,
and,
all the way
and
up
what
to
kind
a
of
factory.
Solution would that? Would
so,
that
for example, a small what's called a solar home system.
Okay.
It's great. You know, it comes with one solar panel, all in one appliances mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. connect directly only right. to that system.
Right.
It has a great boom box, and so the barber can plug their shaving equipment in. Mm-hmm. They have fan to cool their customers. Mm-hmm. They have a TV that they can watch the football game on.
Right.
And they have lights and everything that they right. can. Right. So those types of things work for them.
Right.
But because we see ourselves as a one-stop shop
right.
where everyone can find their power solution
right.
that okay. we help manage, we also right. deal with the bigger customers as well.
So then also with that barber shop, maybe he uses your system and then yeah. he grows his business and then...
And then
he graduates
and
up.
Then he moves yeah. up the ladder. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So I wanted to follow up a point you talked about. You know, when you're going to these customers and yeah. obviously they all have these power problems. Yeah. One thing we've seen in many people first coming into this market in Nigeria find that every Nigerian is an expert on power.
Mm.
But
mm-hmm.
what are some of the? But often the expertise is perhaps not well placed. But yeah. what do you find are the most difficult conversations or the most difficult issues you have with customers,
yeah.
either convincing them about a solar solution or what they think they know about power that maybe they don't really know? I right. mean, what do you find?
you find everything from, you know, people calling a kilowatt hour and a kilowatt hour a kilowatt.
Yeah.
But the most difficult conversation is typically around money, which is why okay. Mustafa actually mentioned the barrier to scaling this to many right. people is money. So they think they want 24 hours power, but when mm-hmm. you tell them the price of having that, then they mm-hmm. completely step back from it. So what mm-hmm. we find is that we have to help give them a full range of education
right.
about actually, you know, even in other systems, they don't use power for 24 hours a day as a, right. you know. So this is what your budget will enable you to gain access to. And we also tailor the solution as well using mm-hmm. one of the data-driven approaches to say, hey, this is what's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we make sure that we stay in their lives.
Right.
So okay. that once they have the solution, they're not walking that journey alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just educating them before they get a solution, but making sure that all their anxieties and all the things that will come up, that we know will come up, are mm-hmm. managed. And that's why we exist to help manage that as well.
Right. Okay. And where in Nigeria are your products available? Where can you do installations? Yeah. Where do you work?
Yeah, so as of today, we've actually done work in 13 different states across
okay.
Nigeria.
Okay.
Talk last week, we had a team doing work in Enugu, while another one was in Abeokuta, mm-hmm. and we had Ector team just fixing issues in Ilupeju. To touch on that briefly, to really scale, one thing we've been building as a company and we've actually started operating it is the marketplace strategy
mm-hmm.
where we've actually given a number of installers that we are vetting over time the ability to come onto our platform
mm-hmm.
and register such that we can then extend, leverage these people to complete jobs anywhere in the country.
Okay.
We already have an internal team of engineers that run our day-to-day processes, but with the structure we're building internally, Aspire now has the ability to serve a customer in Boko
mm-hmm.
within 30 minutes
right.
using
okay.
our regional team
right.
and actually people located in Boko that yeah. we've pre-vetted and work
and
on
that's
our
Benue
platform.
State, by the way.
Yes.
For
okay,
those
yes.
who don't
just giving that example. Boko yeah. is right in Benue State
yeah.
after Makurdi. So
right.
these are the kinds of examples we're looking to say to be able to scale better. Aspire does not have to open 36 mm-hmm. offices across Nigeria, yep. but leverage regional resources okay. to be able to ensure we can deliver the best energy experience. So that if a grandma in Akure wants to say, oh, my inverter has gone off, who is the best person right. to call? There should be somebody that is local
yeah.
and knowledgeable enough
and that, vetted,
that, and that we have yeah. vetted yeah. to assure her and ensure that our system is running as possible.
Okay. So if I send one of my friends a message in Wukari, right yes, now to call you
within,
Taraba. Within 30 minutes they'll have someone on ground.
Within 30 minutes okay. we want to be able
let's
to
test it
that.
After the show okay.
not a problem
okay, that's great. So then also, I mean, kind of what you're talking to though segues back to even what you talked about Andela and the vision about job creation and all that
mm. absolutely.
And in the end of the day, this is actually where your two passions come together, right? Because it's job
that's
creation
correct.
And it's power.
Yes, that's correct.
Do you see this as an industry that young Nigerians should be getting into, and are there a couple of hundred jobs, or is this tens of thousands of jobs that could be created through off-grid solutions, solar, etc.?
To actually layer onto that, I think it's hundreds of thousands of jobs.
Okay.
Because for me, I like to say that the talent that Africa needs to solve its energy problems, we've not even found that talent yet.
Right.
So we
right.
need to find that talent, train and upskill that talent to the level that it needs to be. Mm-hmm. There is solar hybrid systems, there is all the technology, but there's all the talent needed mm-hmm. to install, maintain, mm-hmm. troubleshoot the mm-hmm. technology. So our market-based platform, we believe, is not just to grow our business, but to also ensure that we can create jobs for hundreds of thousands. There's also another thing. There's loads of mom and pop installers yeah. across the country. Right. We want to help them improve their own businesses because the skills Rotimi and I and my other co-founder have that we can pass on to these people. One thing is, if you standardize the quality yeah. of engagement yeah. across the industry,
right.
you would see a massive change right. yeah. across board.
And if that's not done, also you can lead to problems where some of the installers maybe aren't as technically savvy as they should be, and so then people are getting systems that don't work
exactly.
and then it has an impact on the industry.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're going to go to the phone lines. So Zainab, can you play the numbers, please?
Call us on 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. This is Nigeria Info. We are listening.
All right, we had a caller, but the line dropped. This is you have to fix telecoms next. Okay, here we go. Here's the next person. Okay. All right, good morning. How are you? What's your name? Zainab, the phones aren't working today. Okay, next one. Okay, good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, hello, good morning. What's your name, please?
My name is Tidum Steve. I'm calling from Aja.
Aja, okay. What is your question, please?
Yeah, what I want to ask about the solar DC.
Go
How
ahead.
How much can you get the installation?
So,
can you please turn your radio down because we're hearing reverb?
Yeah, I've okay. already turned it down.
Okay, good. Okay,
when
go ahead.
When you want to install the power, like for only one room, how much can you use to fix it?
Okay, so for someone like you, I think that kind of solar home system we talked about would be actually very good. It will come with the fan, come with the solar panel, it will come with the lights, your phone charging, music system, that kind of thing. It won't cost you more than 190 or so thousand. But, you know, if you apply for the financing from us, you can also pay for it installmentally, you know, like 8 or 10K per month over about, you know, 24 plus
okay.
months or so.
Okay, let's go to the next caller.
Like, how many years?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, what's your name, please?
My name is Samuel from Madaru.
All right, go ahead. What's your question?
Yeah, my question is for a building, a room.
Oh. The line called. So I think he sounded like he was going to ask a similar question. But I think importantly, how do customers who are listening to this now, how do they actually get in touch with you guys after the show?
Right.
Is there a number they can call, a website, a Twitter handle? How do they reach you guys?
Yeah, they can reach us on mobile number 0908-518-7351. Quickly again, 0908 518-7351. On okay. Twitter, you can find us at APS_Africa. On Twitter, you can find us at APS_Africa. And the okay. website is aspirepower.solutions.
Okay, good. We have another caller. Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Pomipom Alape.
Okay, go ahead. Please ask your question.
Which question?
Do you have a question for us? Okay, I guess.
I guess he forgot why he was
forgot why he called. Okay, all right. Well, good. I mean, let's. So maybe if you can take those numbers once more, because it's. Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people are trying to write them down. So just give it to us one more time.
So you can call 0908-518-7351.
Okay, let's take the next call. Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, what's your name?
Yeah, my name is Daniel.
All right, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Okay, Daniel, what's your question for us this morning?
Yeah, my interest is on the training aspect. What does it take to enroll to be trained as a...
We actually have a platform where we allow installers to register, aspirepower.solutions. Okay. You can go there and click on the installer tab. Just check it, aspirepower.solutions. Register as an installer and we will reach out to you. That's actually the first step in the process.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. So let's go to the next caller. All right. Good morning. How are you? What's your name?
Good morning. My name is Roland.
All right. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Apapa.
Okay. So what is your question today?
I need to ask Aspire if they can install in Apapa.
Absolutely.
They can install in Boko and Wukari, so they can obviously install in Apapa. Okay.
Yeah. Lagos is our original base, so yes.
Okay. If I run an office that is about 3 bedrooms, with basically computers, those are my problems. Computers to be working.
Desktops
like
or laptops?
An estimated amount.
Yes.
It might not be accurate, but estimated.
That's correct. It depends. It will change very briefly whether it's desktops or laptops.
Desktops and possibly 2 air conditioners.
Okay, the moment you have air conditioners, it's a different ball game. Ma, you can just send solar to that number or call us on this number. We will get across to you.
Okay, so...
I'll call you. I took down the numbers that you gave.
Excellent.
Thank
okay.
you.
I'll call you and then hope somebody will pick up and we have an experience. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I think we have time for one more call. All right. Good morning. How are you? Hello. Okay. All right. Well, I guess we are running out of time. This 30 minutes has gone very, very quickly. So maybe just one more time, say the numbers.
One more time, 0908-518-7351.
Okay, and then now I'm going to give both of you about 30 seconds to tell the Nigerian listeners what is in store for them in the next 3 years in terms of power. Is it going to get better? Is there light at the end of the tunnel? Mustafa, you have to go first.
I will say... It can get better. It will get better, actually. We are working as a company to find the best financing and training the best people to ensure that solutions that are delivered at your homes, your businesses, work. We don't just come to install. We actually ensure that you have reliable and affordable power at all times. So watch out. Aspire is cooking lots of interesting things for our customers. We exist for you.
All right, so Aspire is going to change the narrative. Rotimi.
So, yeah, I think the combination of companies like Aspire working from the ground up and companies like Siemens and others working from the top down, we see a world in which the grid will take care of industrial customers and people like us will help take care of the masses by enabling us to deliver better experiences and manage those experiences for customers like Rollins anywhere in the country. So, yes, it will get better.
All right, and thank you, Mustafa and Rotimi, for being on the show. I'm going to do the call from Wukari after the show. We'll test you guys. But again, thank you very much for all the insight. You've also brought a lot from your other experience before Aspire, which I think is also very helpful. And I think to the listeners, they learned a lot in terms of what you guys do now and what they can expect in the future. So thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you.
These are the guys, Lagos, that are helping to solve the power problem so that in the next few years, it will not be something we need to talk about anymore. Mm-hmm. Have a great week and look forward to talking next week on Power Solutions on Nigeria Info 99.3 FM.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one.